happy birthday. No, it's not a birthday. Fats Domino. And I'm walking, one of my favorites. Fats Domino died on this day in 2017 at the age of 89 years old. Talented, talented musician. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by Joe Posnanski, number one New York Times bestselling author of six books, including Paterno and The Secret of Golf, longtime sports columnist all over the place at Sports Illustrated, NBC Sports, the Kansas City Star, currently at The Athletic. And his brand new book is out now, The Life and Afterlife of Harry Houdini. Joe, thanks for joining us.
It's great. Thank you.
As you decide to do a book on Houdini, and certainly it comes through in this book, The Life and Afterlife of Harry Houdini, there's been so much written on Houdini. There have been books upon books. There have been movies that mostly get the facts wrong. Houdini lives on in everyday conversation. You look at, you know, newspaper stories and headlines. They talk about a Houdini act. So he's never quite gone away. What did you expect to find new? What angle did you take entering the book that made you believe that you had something new and interesting to say?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm just going to be feeding off exactly what you just said. I think there was a question. You know, it's one of those things where you see this big body of work. I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, there are hundreds of Houdini books and movies and television shows and songs and you know, just inventions named after him and all of the, you know, sports references to Houdini that suddenly, you know, a quarterback gets out of a sack and he's Houdini, right? I mean, it's so much a part of us. And my idea was, why? Like, why is this vaudeville, you know, little vaudeville guy from, you know, more than 100 years ago, and why does he still, like, inspire wonder in the world today? Like, it doesn't really add up if you think about it. If you think about what this guy, all he really did was escape from handcuffs and jail cells and boxes and things, and yet he's still so vibrant in our imaginations now, and he's still the very edge of what we think about when we think about impossible escapes. Like, it's still, that's the guy that comes to mind when, like, your baby, you know, escapes the crib, right? I mean, it's like, wow, you know, she's a Houdini. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like, it's such a part of our life. So my idea was, why? And that was something that had not been answered in a satisfying way. Why is it that this guy still matters to us? Why does he still live on?
Joe Posnanski with us, the book, The Life and Afterlife of Harry Houdini. Joe, there are a lot of lies, myths, falsehoods about Houdini, what his, you know, fake name, fake hometown. We'll get to this later, but he wrote a lot of the articles about himself in these papers across the country. So what was real and true about Houdini? My first instinct is to say his relationship with his wife, Bess. It seems very real and true. And even there, though, we have a myth about the way that they met. So what is what is real and true about Harry Houdini?
That's there's a little bit of smoke there where you're grabbing at things and it just disappears right in front of your eyes. There are, I mean, certainly real things. It was, you mentioned his relationship with his wife, Bess. I think that was real. His relationship with his mother was very real. I mean, she was the light of his life, his entire life. His love of magic, his love of performing, I think that was very real. And then there's sort of what is at the heart of this book. You know, when I say what is the reason that Houdini has survived and lasted so long, he did it himself. Like it's not a fluke that we still know Houdini. He spent a lifetime really making sure that we would never forget Houdini. I mean, with all the myths and the lies and the way he worked, you know, the newspapers and the way that he, you know, kept topping himself and finding new ways to get into the public, the public eye.
Joe, there's a back and forth debate in the book among people who have been influenced and people who like Houdini and even those who don't like Houdini about his skills as a magician. What was he, a magician? Mm-hmm. Was he just an escape artist? Was he a very good magician? Was he just, I want to say just, was he just the greatest escape artist ever? And does that matter when it comes to his legacy, really?
Well, I think it matters only in this way, that he became such a towering figure that everybody just assumes he was the greatest magician at everything that he did. You know, it's like if you said, who do you think is the greatest card magician ever, people might come up with a couple of guys today, like might say Ricky Jay or something like that, but they're just as likely, if not more likely, to say Houdini. If you say who is the greatest stage magician ever, they would probably say Houdini. Certainly, if you said greatest escape artist, you would definitely say Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't, as an escape artist, I think he not only was the greatest ever, you know, there's an argument in the book that he's the only great escape artist, because everybody else since then has just been doing Houdini's act, you know, in different ways. But yeah, he wasn't a great stage magician at all, and he wasn't a great card magician at all. And I mean, that's pretty universally believed in the magic community, that he wasn't very good at those things. But he promoted himself so well that he was able to sort of tear through that and become synonymous with magic. And so it's a very, very interesting thing, because he really longed to be a great stage magician. He wanted to be a great card magician. I mean, those things meant a lot to him, and he spent a lot of time on them. And it's, you know, undoubtedly frustrated him that he was not, you know, in his own time, he was never viewed as a great magician. He was viewed as sort of a stuntman or an escape artist. And I would make the argument he was an athlete, you know, that in many ways, you know, from our sports backgrounds, what you see is a guy that wanted to win.
A final question for Joe Posnanski, the author of The Life and Afterlife of Harry Houdini. Certainly that sense of wonder and how is something you take away from the book. When we think about, though, more his afterlife and the way that he resonates with all of these magicians, from the great Jen Kramer to others you mentioned in the book, is he was someone who would not let you forget him no matter what. This was intentional. This was not an accident. You know, whether it was the revenge stories from his career, the publicity attempts, he would write his own publicity in places, whether it was making up these stories and myths that would be passed around to other people, changing his act when he felt it was lagging or behind the zeitgeist of the moment. He did all of that intentionally. That's part of the big story, too. This was not an accident.
No, that's 100% right. This was somebody who spent, and I mean every minute of every day, and every dollar that he made, which was a lot of dollars, creating Harry Houdini, this figure, creating this character who would never, ever fall out of the public's eye. I mean, he, the thing that is so, you know, it's so interesting to me and such a, it makes him so different, I think, from anybody I've ever really written about or thought about, is how driven he was to be famous and how driven he was to be remembered.
The book is The Life and Afterlife of Harry Houdini, the author Joe Posnanski. Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.